Hello. Do you know who I am?
Yeah, that's right. I've come to apologize for my son. I heard he's been bullying you. Can I come in? Thank you. Is anyone else home? Okay, good. Then we can talk in private. First of all, I want you to know that I am truly, truly sorry for what my son's put you through, at the college. We always say things will get better after high school, but there'll always be bullies and punks at all stages in life. I'll cut right to the chase. I really thought I raised my kid better. I'm embarrassed and I feel guilty. I didn't think he would do something like this, but last night I heard him talking with his friends on his computer, and he was telling them about a ton of nasty things he's done to you. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And then he started talking about your mother, who I know to be a wonderful person, and I just lost it. I lost it when I heard him call her a slut and said that he was, pardon my language, fucking her. I barged into his room, and before he could mute his mic, I made it abundantly clear why I know that he has not been fucking anyone. I'm sure he'll have a great time explaining that to his friends tomorrow. Anyway, I thought telling you that might cheer you up even a little bit, but from what I understood, the bullying has, it's been going for quite some time, hasn't it? The whole semester? That stupid kid. Listen, I'm sorry. My son doesn't know this, but I was bullied through college as well, and I enjoyed casual hookups. It quickly got around how I was apparently screwing anyone that asked. Slut shaming is nothing to joke about. It can hurt people for a long time. And when he said those things about your mother, it just triggered something inside me, and I wanted to put him in his place, you know? So I thought about the ways I could maybe make it up to you, and I think I came up with a good solution. Hopefully, it won't only just make you feel better, but it'll also let you get back at my son. Are you listening? Okay, hear me out. So, he was saying really rude things about your mother, you know, calling her a whore, saying that, you know, her pussy's all used. But he said she's a cheap whore and screwed her way through life. Yeah. He claimed that she gave really good, never mind. Bottom line, he likes to make up stories about people. So, how about we create a story of our own? He fantasizes about fucking your mother, so how would you like to fuck his mother? I'll show you the things he'll never get to do. And before you say anything, I am 100%
100% serious. I know I'm good looking for my age. I haven't lost my tight tummy despite my curves. I've even been called a MILF a few times, even by his friends when he wasn't there. And they didn't think I could hear them, but I heard every single word. But none of them will ever get to see or touch a woman like me. But you can. Would you like to see my body? Don't know what to say. Well, how about you take a moment to decide while I undress myself? You don't have to look away. Just watch me strip down to nothing but my panties. Oh, are you getting embarrassed? Huh. Could it be that you're a virgin? Oh, honey, there's nothing to be ashamed about. Not at all. And if you'd let me, I'd be honored to pop your cherry. You have nothing to worry about. There is no pressure to impress me, so don't be shy. I've been around. I'd be glad to share some knowledge with you. I can show you the way around a woman's body. You think I'm attractive, don't you? Yeah? Just enjoy yourself. You can look as much as you want. Eat me up with your eyes. My full breasts just waiting to feel your hands on them. My curvy hips and tight tummy. Down to my thick thighs and ass. Oh, that got a little reaction out of you, didn't it? Do you happen to be a thigh person? I got the right figure in that case, don't I? I still got that little gap I know you boys like. If you like my thick thighs, what do you think of my ass? You like my mole? Thank you, darling. I don't think anyone has ever said that before. Well, I'm glad you like what you see. So, what do you say? Wanna have some fun? Just thinking about what my son has done to you. And what he said about your mother. It pisses me off, quite frankly. And I know that nothing I can say will make it okay. But I can help you piss him off in return. You and me, together. Let's teach that brat a lesson. Yeah? Good. I'm glad. And, like I said, there's no pressure here. I'll be your tutor. Come on, I'll show you. Besides, these are things you learn best by doing. Give me your hands. You've been staring at my breasts as I was talking, so here. How does it feel to be cupping the infamous double D's? Oh, they're bigger than your hands. So, try to extend your palm as wide as you can and really grip them. Yeah, like that. Come on, don't be afraid. Squeeze them for me. You won't hurt me unless you try to, so go ahead. Go wild. There we go. They're all yours, baby. Is this the first set of boobs you get to touch like this? No, I'm sorry. You're not doing anything wrong. It's just cute to see you so immersed in my breasts. I like it. Hey,
look up here for a second.
Sorry. I couldn't resist. Are you okay with kissing?
Good. Do you want some tongue? Okay. Just meet mine with yours. Just a little. That's good.
I liked that. You can tease my nipples some more. Gently. You're doing great. But I came here to help you feel better, so do you want me to take care of you, baby? Yeah? Perfect. I'll show you what I can do. Sit on the couch. I'll take off your pants. Oh my, your cock is really straining against your boxers. We can't have that. Let's get it out, shall we? That's better. Wow, that's great even. You have a really nice cock, honey. One of those cocks you just know that it will both feel and taste amazing. I won't lie, it's been a while since I've been with anyone, but the smell and the way you're looking at me, fuck, it turns me on so much. You make me feel young again. I might be a little out of practice, but yeah, I was right. You taste amazing, darling. Enjoy myself a little here. I'm sorry. I didn't know how much I had missed this. I remember people loved when I just very gently brushed my teeth beneath your head like this.
Yeah, that shudder right there.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. The more basic looking based tip. Swirling my tongue around your head and all that jazz. I forgot how fun it was to suck cock. And yours is something special. I love it. Yes, absolutely. You're gonna make the person you end up with a very happy woman. And I'm lucky. I get to be the first. I'm gonna try to take you deeper. Actually, here. Put your hands behind my head. I'm gonna take you as deep as I can. And you can thrust your cock into my throat. I'll keep my hands on your hips, and if I clench my hands, it means I want you to let me go. Okay? Okay. Until then, you don't have to worry. Just use your best judgment, and we'll be all right. Okay? All right. Go, baby. Let me have it. Don't worry, I'm fine, but fuck, that was hot.
You did good.
How'd it feel? You seem to be really into it. I'm glad. I thought so too. So, something important I want to say for future reference though. Not every girl will be okay with this. Even if you have a girl blowing you, it doesn't mean she's okay with you taking hold of her like that. Never do anything without consent, all right? Always have a way to let each other know if things are going too far. Do you understand? Good boy. Do you want to do it again? You can finish in my mouth if you want to. Or I could show you what real sex is like. Personally, I think we should go all the way. I don't think this is enough to teach my son a lesson yet. Yeah? Perfect. I don't think I could hide it even if I wanted to. I'm sure you've realized that I am really into you right now. You got me more turned on than I've been in years. Yes, it's true. I mean, come on. I still have my panties on. Can't you see how wet I am? And if I remove them... Yeah, as I thought. Did you see how they stuck to my thigh? I've lived a boring single mother life for far too long. I didn't know it, but I needed this. And you, baby, you're the one doing this to me. So, just lean back
and I'll straddle you, if that's okay.
I'll do any position for you. Well, if you leave it to me, I'll get on top and... I love to look down at the person I'm riding like this.
What's going on through your head right now, darling? You got a naked woman on your lap, just begging for your cock, and her big breasts right in front of your face. All because her son is a stupid bully. I doubt you'd ever imagine this would happen. You wanna fuck me? You do, don't you? Say it. Good boy, but since we're doing it raw, you'll have to pull out, okay? You think you can do that for me? Good. Then I'll take your cock. Look, watch as your cock disappears into me. Fuck. It's all gone. It's all inside me. I guess that means I popped your cherry. Congratulations. You're no longer a virgin. Are you ready for me to start moving? Yeah? Okay. Okay. Let's do it. Oh, it's been a while. It's okay. Yeah, I'm gonna keep going. Yeah, I wanna keep going too. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. My cock really fills me up to the brim. So good. So big. So full. It's just so, so fucking good. You feeling okay, baby? Does it feel good for you? Okay, I'll increase my pace a little. All right. Oh, God, yes. Fuck. You wanna suck on my breast? Yeah, of course. Here, I'll lean closer over you. Here, darling. Fuck. Oh, your tongue on my nipples feel great. Oh, you're a great lover. Yeah. Oh, grab my thick ass too. Oh, you could do what you want to my body right now. It's the least I could do to make it up for you. Yeah, like that. Oh, I love it. I love it. You're making me feel so fucking good. I'm so happy I could do this for you. Oh, I can't believe how my son could bully you. He needs to be taught a lesson. He thinks slut-shaming is fun. If only he knew what his mom is doing. Oh, fuck. Oh, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, I have an idea. It's bad. Do you know what would really piss him off? When you want to come, don't pull out. Just come inside me. Yeah, I want it. I know it's bad, but I really, really want it, darling.
Oh, fuck! that got you going, didn't it? you like that idea? Huh? Coming inside the mom of the asshole who's bullying you? I like that idea too. Ooh, I like it a lot. Oh, fuck. Are you getting close? I am. I'm really fucking close. Yeah. You wanna breathe me? Do it. Come inside me, darling. Come inside me. Shoot your load in me. I wanna feel your hot cum in my pussy. Fuck. I need you. Come for me. Come in me. Come in me. Oh my god, baby. You're coming inside me. I can feel it. It's so warm. You're so hot. Oh, it's all inside me. Oh, fuck. Dying. That was great. You did so well. Good job. You know those things that when you try them, you think, how could I ever live without them? That's my thoughts about you right now. You were amazing. Oh, am I too heavy for you? No? Good. I don't want to get off of you yet. How are you feeling? Was sex everything you've ever dreamed of? I'm glad I can make it worth your while. You know, it doesn't have to be a one-time thing. No, I didn't plan on anything, but I wouldn't mind doing it again. I'd be very happy and flattered if you want me. Yes, of course I'd be flattered. It's always flattering to be appreciated by someone you like. I don't care when people call me MILF. Mostly it's just because I don't care about them. But if you called me a MILF, I'd be very, very happy. Well, thank you. I'm glad. I'd be happy to have sex with you again. I can be your personal call girl. It's nice to have someone that can make me feel young. My days of hookups and clubbing are far gone, but if I have you, I don't think I'd need anything else. Anyway, you're going to school tomorrow, right? If my son is fucking with you on campus, what will you say? You gotta tell him something that only you know about me. Oh. Tell him his MILF mom has a nice beauty mark on her ass. And if he keeps screwing with you, give me a call. I'll give him a piece of my mind, and then I'll come over here to give you the rest of me. Does that sound good, darling? Thank you. As bad as it is for me to say this, I kind of hope he'll give you an excuse to call me. But even if he doesn't,
I'll keep my phone on for you.